So the next office is the office of a high priest. When he stands up from that seat, the mercy is over. He is now ready to come as a king. King of kings. To rule this earth for 1,000 years. I'm talking to people that know their Bibles. I'm happy about your response. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He stands up from that seat with a book. Which book? It's the book of life, the book of redemption. In that book, all the names of the people that will be saved is written there. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Okay, let me not go to the area of the book. Pastor Peter will continue with that. But he then, that archangel that stood up. Hallelujah. The whole description of him, you know, is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is referred to as that archangel. Praise the Lord. The Bible says he cried with a loud voice as the lion roared. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. Praise the Lord. That is where a group of people have made a doctrine of it. Why? Somebody caught a revelation one day and said the thunder has been revealed. And if the thunder has been revealed, that is, they have moved beyond the shout. And let me tell you something, church. The shout, hallelujah, is to bring out people. That is, we can still evangelize under the shout. But under the seven thunders, it is no more for evangelism. The seven thunder that will sound, it will be only for those who had the shout and came out. Because it is something that will be uttered that will give you and I the rapturing faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And this doctrine of seven thunder revealed has been on now, I think, since the early 80s. And all that you hear in those their churches, where they say thunder is revealed, is when you come together, it's cha, cha, cha. I visited one of them one time at Asaba. And I was asked to come and preach. They never allowed me to preach. When I stood up, remember Revelation 10:7, hey, they will shout, yes, sir! Right now! Everybody will round up to the altar. Say it, say it, say it, say it. Then I go, wait. Okay, I'm going to go sit down. Go sit down, you may be seated. They will sit down. Some of you have seen them before. Cha, cha, cha. See one here. She was shouting, cha, 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 before with them. Many more sitting down here. You heard the testimony of one. Is it last Friday or so? Or last Tuesday? Praise the Lord. In that setting, like, nothing. If you dare in that setting say, thus said the Lord, they will tell you, shut up. Only will Abraham has thus said the Lord. So will Abraham is dead. So there cannot be any prophet anymore. Watchman Nee said something. He said, hallelujah. He said, God buries his workmen, but his work continues. Hallelujah. Yes, now, you can never operate in the same level of William Branham, but that same Holy Ghost that told us in Mark 16, this sign shall follow them that believe, is still around now. Still around now. Praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost is still prophesying. And Elijah, when he was to be taken away, he had a servant by the name of who? Elisha. When Elijah was taken away, a double portion of that spirit was given to Elisha. Hallelujah. Okay, how will Elisha know that he was a true follower of Elijah? They were crossing the Jordan River. Together with Elijah, he took his mantle and smote the river. The river parted. They walked past together with Elijah. The chariot came and took Elijah away. He threw his mantle on Elisha. Praise the Lord. Elisha was coming back. The Bible said the sons of the prophets were hiding somewhere. Look, this man go dead miserable now. Your master don't go. And we are watching and hiding and watching. Look, we see what he go do. And the man came by the same place. Hallelujah. The same place. Elisha lifted the mantle and shouted, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" Wow! Glory! Praise the Lord. The God of Abraham is still alive. Praise the Lord. He never changes at all. Oh, praise the Lord. The God of Abraham is still alive. Praise the Lord. He never changes at all. Oh, praise the Lord. The God of Abraham is still alive. Praise the Lord. He never changes at all. Oh, praise the Lord.
The God of Abraham is still alive.
Praise the Lord.
He never changes at all.
Oh, praise the Lord.
The God of Abraham is still alive.
Oh, praise the Lord.
He never changes at all.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. William Branham said something. He will stand at the altar. He made reference. He said Sarah was at the back side of the tent. Hallelujah. Sarah was at the back side of the tent. And then God in angelic form came down and was talking to Abraham. Sarah, don't worry. We'll bring forth a child very soon. And Sarah was here and very laughing. These people, mama, when I chop meat, they go. Person who don't nearly reach 19 years, they go see born. And he says, "Sarah, why are you laughing?" Sarah said, "This man, he did for there. He know what I to do for here." William Branham will say, "If that same God is here now, can he do the same thing?" William Branham will back the congregation. And he will say, "There is a woman like this there." He said, "Jesus Christ went before that woman at the well and asked her, hallelujah, where your husband now?" The woman said, "I don't get husband." No. He said, "Not true. Not true. You don't get rich for." The woman said, "Huh? How you taking on me?" Hallelujah. Brother Abraham said, "If that same Jesus is here," Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8, "Jesus is the same yesterday, today and forever." Hallelujah. Did William Branham go with that anointing? This is the evidence. Igbo, give him microphone. Give him microphone.